Amen, amen. You guys can have your seats. I believe that God is going to do something very powerful tonight. I can feel, as we're worshiping, I see an angel standing here. And by the proof of that, you will see supernatural things take place tonight. You'll see healings and deliverances tonight. Okay? Say with me, substance. Say it again. Say substance. There must be substance in the atmosphere. When I, you know, tonight was the first time when I felt the heavens since we moved here. When I feel that something is shifting. I don't know if you guys are with me. It's the first time when I feel when I feel that there is some breakthrough in the atmosphere. And as we're worshiping, I know that God is going to do so. I want you to be hungry. Listen here, this is holiday and you are at church. Are you guys with me? We thought nobody is going to be here, so you must be hungry. That's why God is going to come into this place and He's going to do something supernatural. Say with me, substance. The Bible says in Hebrews 11 verse 1, I think it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. But it says faith is the substance, which means that faith is something tangible. Are you guys with me? I hope you have our takeover shirts. We've got our takeover shirts. Okay. So you can get it. And that is our decree for this year, is to take over. And if they think that we haven't started yet. We've just been relaxing in Centurion. Listen here, that you may receive impartation tonight. We're going to speak about, I know some of you don't know what the word ratzon means, but I want to get into that. Say with me, substance. It's what we do, the substance series, meaning spiritual substance series. I'm taking certain things on Sunday nights, just for a season. Certain things that carry substance that people don't know. Things like ratzon. Last week we spoke about ratzah, if you were here. The week before that, I think. Or last week, Sunday morning, we spoke about ratzah, meaning those who are liked by God. Are you guys with me? There are many that's loved. All of you are loved by God. But few are liked. It is time to get into that zone where you can say, the Bible says that King David says, you have made me king over Israel because you have liked me. That was it. God made David king over Israel because he liked them. 1 Chronicles chapter number 24, verse number 8. And that word liked is ratzah, which means that God liked him and said, I just like that guy. I'm going to make him king over Israel. There's something that catches God's attention, that pours favor out on you, that even if you messed up, he likes you. There's a big difference about King Saul that went to war and there was a command given to him not to take something from the enemy's camp, and he took some stuff from the enemy's camp, just some stuff, I think some spoils, he took some of that, and he took some hostages, and the Bible says that the kingdom was taken away from him. And then you see King David sleeping with a woman, committing adultery, killing the husband of that woman, which resulted in the killing of thousands of others because of the battle that was lost and the husband that he wanted to kill. And then he sent out to the front line, which after a whole year, he still lied about it, still tried to hide it. Yet God says, you're the apple of my eye. It's with me. Say with me, liked. Say with me again, say liked by God. There's a thing that God favors some and not others. But it is up to us to get into that place to be favored. The other realm of favor of the is what I call the anointing of ratzon. Say with me, ratzon. Listen. There's about 5 words for favor. And in the Greek, the Hebrew, if you put it together, there is, I wrote it on here, there's mare, chen, ratzon, karis. There's many words for favor, but every single one of them means something differently. Are you guys with me? Say with me, ratzon. And I'll explain to you just now how it works. And then we're going to pray for the anointing to come into this place. Ratzon is an anointing of royalty. Why are you guys so dead? I don't know. Okay. It is the anointing of royalty. It means that if you stand, if you go for a job application and you don't have the qualifications. You don't have anything, but there's something that they just like about you. There's something that people are drawn to you. It's a substance. It's called Rason favor. That when you pray for that every day of your life, that you'll get favor. And when that Rason comes upon you, it causes you to take over. Okay, guys, okay, I'll explain to you just now out of scripture. Listen, and in this series we're going to do, of substance series, we're going to touch on things of substance like Rayon. I spoke to you about the visions of Rayon, of Mara, of Nabat, of Yetzer. Many of you will not know that, but that is the Greek, Hebrew words for vision in the Bible. Whenever the Bible says he had a vision, it's not, it, we see it in English as one word, but in the Hebrew it's got many different words. At one place they might say Nabat, at another place they might say Yetzer, in another place the Bible will say Hazon, in another place the Bible will say Rayon, in another place the Bible will say Mara. Everyone is a different dimension. But because we only read it in English, we think that that vision is, I must fall under the power of, or I must instantly see a vision from me. No, the word Rayon simply means thoughts of God in your head. Where you sit and you just think, and it is God. Are you guys with me? I said when I would prophesy, many times if I would prophesy a name or say somebody, what somebody's name is, I would just think that that is their name, and it is their name. It's Rayon. Where you can build your future. I spoke this morning on how you can build your future on Rayon. Rayon is the main key. Let me use it in the main English language. Daydreaming. Are you guys with me? And it's in the scripture. I'll tell you out of the scripture, not tonight, of Yaron, of another night, where you can see that a wicked king would sit on his bed. And the Bible says that the thoughts came into his mind when he was sitting on his bed, Nebuchadnezzar, that spoke of the year after. Thoughts that spoke of the future came to a wicked king. How about us that's in the New Testament? You should be able to see the future to create it. Are you guys with me? I say this morning, I say the Bible says that it says, do not worry about what you will wear, what you will dress, what you will eat. For tomorrow worries about its all own things. Matthew chapter number 6. Are you guys with me? For tomorrow will worry about its own things. If you take that word, that's, if you see that sentence in the Greek, how can something that is time worry? It must be an entity, which means that tomorrow is not what you think tomorrow. Tomorrow is an entity in heaven that already exists that you can speak to. Tomorrow is an entity, it's someone that'll worry about its own things. Let me not even tell you what tomorrow is. We'll maybe get into a year on what tomorrow is. Are you guys with me? When the Bible speaks of goodness and mercy will follow you. Okay? So, there's not only angels in heaven, there's creatures, there's spiritual beings, there's heavenly beings in heaven. There are things that our eyes have not seen. Tomorrow is an entity in heaven that will worry about its own things. Which means that if we worry about tomorrow, but when we have Rayon, when we can close our eyes and dream about tomorrow, dream about the future, we have the ability to take that and begin to speak it. And our words have the creative ability to create our tomorrow, to create our future. Your language and your words is the extension given by God to you to create your future. If I was a drug addict living on the streets in Centurion, and now 10 years later, we have a church and a movement around South Africa and starting in Centurion, and I was a drug addict living on the streets. It's Rayon. When nobody believed in me, all I could see was the future. All I could see. Oh, come on, come on, come on. Hebrews chapter number 10, verse number 11, chapter number 11, verse number 10 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence. It's the substance. Go with me on the screen to 1 Corinthians chapter number 2, verse number 4. Let me just read you something about substance. 1 Corinthians chapter number 2, verse number 4. Listen, Paul is saying, he says, and my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the power. Okay, go for it to verse 9. Sorry, verse 9. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor has ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things, everybody say the things, which God has prepared for those who love Him. Now you'll see throughout these verses, Paul is speaking about things. I'm going to carry on. Next verse. He says, but God has revealed them to us through His Spirit. What? Revealed them. What's them? The things. Say with the things. For the Spirit searches all things. Yes, the deep things of God. Next verse. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of a man, which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. That verse we used to prophesy. So I'll not explain to you how it works. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things, so the things that have been freely, so the freely given to us by God. This word things is the same word as substance. It's something tangible. There's things in the spirit realm that's been given to you. And Paul is saying, eye has not seen, nor has ear heard, nor has entered into the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for those who love Him. But by His Spirit, He has revealed them to us. What's them? The things. Are you guys with me? Now we have, it says that we may be, that we might know the things, so the things that have been freely given to us. These things, these spiritual things of substance, has been freely given to you. Are you guys with me? It has just not been revealed yet. But when you sit under this anointing in ECC, you'll be revealed of it. No, but listen, the only way things can begin to be activated or take place in our lives is when we have a revelation of it. Are you guys with me? And say with you, freely. It's been freely given to us. Listen, that when they touch you, they're touching God. If you're anointed, that means God is on you. If somebody touches you, they're touching God. That's why Peter said in the Bible, in the book of Acts, Peter said, he came to Ananias and Sapphira's house, and the Bible says they lied about the giving. They withheld some giving from them. Now, let us not get into a tithe teaching, otherwise everybody will die or get sick yet, okay? So they withheld something to themselves. They lied to Peter, yet Peter says these words, why have you lied to the Holy Spirit? But they lied to Peter. They never lied to the Holy Spirit. Because when they lied to Peter, they lied to the Holy Spirit. When they lied to Peter, they lied to God. You must become so saturated, understand your royalty, understand the anointing that is upon your life, that if somebody at work touches you, you know you just touch God. You listen. It's like, and I'll get into that song favor. It is just one of the things that God does. Whether we are right or wrong, I've learned one thing, not to touch God's anointings. Everybody's got the anointing in them. There's a big difference between the anointing in you, upon you, and with you. Huh? Okay. Everybody has the anointing in them to teach. It's a measure of the anointing to teach. But the anointing upon and with is another thing. If God has anointed somebody, I shut my mouth. I just keep my mouth. If I have maybe an opinion or something like that, that's me, but I'm not going to run that person down. Lest cancer strike my family. Lest something happens to my family. That is how people get themselves into trouble. Do not touch. Even David had the sense that when he wanted to cut Saul's corner off, Saul was a wicked king. The kingdom was already taken away from him. And even, listen, the kingdom of God was taken away from him. Yet when David touched him, he says, I have touched the Lord's anointed. We must understand these things in the scripture. Your life will be blessed if you do. Are you guys with me? When you took communion tonight, the Bible says, those who take it unworthily, not discerning the body of Christ, have died. Not discerning the body, not discerning who is the finger, who is the hand, who is the eye, who is the head, who is the apostle, who is the prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, speaking against this one, speaking against that one. They've taken it unworthily. It's a bad thing. Are you guys with me? Sophie Ratson. It says, and of Naphtali, he said, O Naphtali, satisfied with favor and full of the blessing of the Lord, possess the west and the south. Say with me, O Naphtali. Say, O ECC. Satisfied with favor. That word favor in the Hebrew is what we call ratzon. It means to take over, to possess completely, to conquer, that wherever you go, that's why it says, and full of the blessing of the Lord, possess. In the King James, it says, go now and possess the West and the South. Are you guys with me? Possess the West and the South. So they possess. Ratzon is the anointing to possess. When the anointing of Ratzon comes upon you, it's favor. It's a favor that wherever you go, whether you're in business, whether you're in ministry, it doesn't matter, you're going to take over. People with that anointing upon their lives, they'll have people speaking against them. They'll have people gossiping about them because others know that they're about to take over. And we'll pray now for some people. So if you're satisfied, this favor will cause you to have satisfaction. That when you begin to take over, listen, Esther had the same anointing upon her life. I told some of you don't know, some of you do. Esther, when she stood in front of the king, she was standing with many other choice ladies of the land. Are you guys with me? And she was standing in the middle there. The others were about 16, 17 years old, beautiful, prepared a year for the king to choose them. Are you guys with me? Esther was 74 years old, or 79 years old. Grandmother Esther, standing in the middle of them. Yet the king was blinded to everything, and he chose Esther. It's an anointing that'll cause you to take over wherever you are at. They will overlook anybody else to see you, even though you don't qualify, even though you don't look like it. When the anointing of Ratzon, the favor of God comes on you, you will stand out. People will just choose you for business. Are you guys with me? Say with me, the anointing. Listen, the anointing makes you stand out in the workplace, in business, wherever you are at, wherever you're working. It's the anointing that causes light and to you to stand out and people to take note of you. Grandmother Esther standing there. All these beautiful girls, the king sees nothing. All he sees is her. Now listen, Abraham, I preached on this with you. Ratzah, the God, when I spoke about when God likes you. Abraham was with his wife in Egypt. And I was thinking about it today. That he said to his wife, he says, listen here, if they see how beautiful you are, you know how old this lady was there? She was 60, she was between 68 and 70 years old. And he said, listen here, if they see how beautiful, now I'm not saying if you're that age, you're not beautiful, okay? But we're just saying that in the consequence, in the circumstances of the king having to choose, Abram says, because you are so beautiful, the king is gonna kill me and take you. So rather lie to him and say to him, you are my sister. So that when he comes and he asks that he won't take, Abram was fearful of his own life. He made many mistakes there. And the king would take her, are you guys with me, to sleep with her. It doesn't make sense. She had a favor on her life that caused the king to only see beauty. Are you guys with me? People around her only to see beauty. When the glory of God comes on you, I taught you this, you don't need a facelift. Moses said, the Bible says about Moses that 120 years old, his eyes was not dim, and he had the strength of a young man because he spent so many days in the glory of God, in the manifest glory, not eating, not drinking water, 80 days in the manifest glory of God. Because the glory, the anointing, the substance of these things will cause you to stand out. Are you guys with me? This happens when you're in an anointed atmosphere, in an environment that it is anointed. Listen, and Abram, and the thing is, as the king took Abram's wife, his whole family got hit with sickness, including him. And God came and appeared to him and said, you have taken the wife of a prophet. Go and give her back so that he can pray for you. Not somebody else, he. So when he gave it back, the king said, but why did you deceive me? Why did you not tell me you are a prophet? Even the wicked king Abimelech knew this. He said to Abram, why didn't you tell me you are a prophet? Take your wife. Even he had the fear of God on him. Are you guys with me? And the Bible says that Abram prayed that God may heal Abimelech and his family, and God healed them. Abram had Ratzon favor upon him because when the king gave him his wife back, he didn't only give him his wife back. He gave him chariots, horses, properties, lands, gold, silver, whenever Abram would go into a country or a town, the kings was afraid of him because he would just attract prosperity wherever he go. Listen. Abram was not somebody that just lived in a tent. That's what you think. With a little bit of cattle there, and that's what we think of Sunday school. Abram was loaded. He was the possessor of heaven and earth. Genesis chapter number 14. Are you guys with me? That's why when people died in the Old Testament, they would go to Abraham's bosom. Abram was loaded that even the kings feared him so much because Rason was so upon him that wherever he would go, he would take over. Wherever he would go, he would possess. They would just feel, listen here, when Rason comes upon you, people will just feel they need to give you, they need to bless you. When you're around them, they would feel they need to bless into this anointing. It's the Rason favor of God. You need to, I don't know if you guys understand what I'm saying. Listen. Let me go to... Listen, in ministry standard, we are taking over without apology. The kingdom of God is the only place that will allow you to cause to overtake someone. Are you guys with me? The reaper will overtake the sower. The sower will overtake the reaper. So, go with me to, let me just see here. Acts chapter number 17, verse number 6. Put on for me Acts chapter number 17, verse number 6. But when they did not find them, they dragged Jason and some brethren to the rulers of the city, crying out, "These who have turned," so they turned. These, who are these? There was a certain group of people. There was a certain believers. These, in this place, these here, who have turned the world upside down, have come here too. The rulers of that time in the Roman Empire knew that these people were turning the world that they knew at that time upside down. When the anointing of Rason is upon you in favor, you will take over. That is why we wrote on the shirts, taking over. That you will take over wherever you go. That you will possess wherever you go. That when your boss looks at you, they know you serve God. Are you guys with me? Listen. Hebrews, I think it is Hebrews chapter number 11. Let me just go there. So if we're taking over. Hebrews chapter number 11, verse number 33. Put for me on the screen. 11 verse 33. Listen to this. They speak of the heroes of faith who through faith subdued kingdoms, took over kingdoms. These people have such favor and anointing upon their lives. They would take over kingdoms. Are you guys with me? Taking over kingdoms, work righteousness, obtain promises, stop the mouths of lions. Next verse. Quench the violence of fire, escape the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, became valiant in battle, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Next verse. Whom received the dead, raised to life again. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might be able to have a better resurrection. Just stop there. But listen, they were subduing kingdoms wherever they were going. They were taking over. It happens with the anointing. I so want to do another series on the anointing to teach you how does the anointing work. You can have the anointing even for business, that if you shake someone's hand, if you go into a business deal, you can talk in a certain way. When I say talking in a certain way, talking in a way that can release the anointing. Knowing who you are. The anointing, the Holy Spirit is attracted to confidence. I'm going to say it again. The Holy Spirit is attracted to confidence, boldness, somebody that know that who they are in Christ. They just know when I walk into this place, I am liked by God, better than anybody else. I am favored by God. God sees that as faith. It's royalty. Are you guys with me? Say with me, royalty. Listen. How do you obtain this? Go for it to Matthew, I think. 11, chapter number 12. Zaranana, Spoton. said I stood up. Say with me, taking over. Zadurushka tekelevin dilidiriyas ketrevena andrudushka takana mana mandrudoy. Matthew 11 verse 12. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence. He's saying, listen here, you as the kingdom of God, please, the kingdom of heaven, kingdom of God, there's no difference between. The kingdom of God is a system. The kingdom of heaven is a location. Are you guys with me? So the kingdom of heaven who suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. The way you receive the favor and the rason favor of God is to take it by force. If you have suffered any pain, if you have suffered any loss, if the enemy has come against you, you qualify to take it by force. Whatever the enemy has stolen, say with me, rason favor. Say it again, say rason favor. Stand to your feet.